Well, welcome to the online version of the Bethel United Methodist Church welcome and announcements. We are meeting in person still, and we have a Christmas Eve candlelight service coming up Christmas Eve, and I believe it starts at 5 o'clock. We try to do it early so that people, especially with the time change, gets dark and different things, that people can get home and spend time with their families on Christmas Eve. But we will be having a Christmas Eve candlelight service. I don't know of too many announcements that might be good for the cause this morning, but always stay in touch and check with the website to see what's going on. Phil does a good job keeping us updated and posted. We do have birthdays that we'd like to recognize, and I don't know of any particular birthday this week, but we know there's always birthdays somewhere. So if you're having a birthday, we want to celebrate it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Excuse me. Same with wedding anniversaries. I had a little froggy in my throat there. Don't know if my singing was any better with the frog. If it is, maybe I could consider the frog to come back. But we also like to celebrate anniversaries. And it doesn't have to be a wedding anniversary. We always think of anniversaries as wedding anniversaries. But we celebrate any milestone in your life that you would like to recognize. So we're grateful for that. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. You know, we had the trunk and treat. We didn't do it last year because of COVID, but we did do it this year. It wasn't as well as attended as what it's been in the past, but people in the neighborhood did come out. We lined up all the cars and opened the trunks, and we had different ministry things, and Travis had set up a thing where they had costume contest, and when they people come, if they would register with their name and address and phone number, there's going to be a drawing, and there'll be people that win prizes, and we certainly enjoyed that, and we had people that win prizes, and then one of the ladies that Travis called to let them know that they had won a prize, and she just, you know, kind of broke down in tears because her husband had just had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital, and the little touch of a gift or a winning of a prize of a gift card just touched her heart so much. And without mentioning her name or anything or the family, Travis and Tina and Judy and myself and a lot of folks here at the Bethel Church are putting together a Christmas box. Now, we don't know exactly her name, and it really doesn't matter, but we know that she lives in our neighborhood. And that is the whole purpose of the trunk and treat, not to celebrate Halloween, but to celebrate and kind of reach out into the neighborhood with a witness, and we're grateful for that. So I know people have been contacting people to see what they could bring for the Christmas basket. We're going to put together a basket for her. I know there'll be a ham in there and different things. So and if you want to participate, I know not everybody on the online service gets to be involved in everything that's going on in the church. Send me an email or a text or Phil. We would love to include you in that, but it's a wonderful joy. You know, this is the giving season, and God loved us so much that he gave us his son, Jesus Christ. We celebrate his birth. We celebrate his death. That's a crazy thing, isn't it? Celebrate his birth, celebrate his death, but more importantly, celebrate the resurrection. And it is because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ we have been forgiven, and we also will achieve eternal life if we will believe in our heart and confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord. You will be a part of that eternal kingdom. What good news! Well, hope and pray you're doing well today. God bless you.